This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The federal government has approved an expansion of Montana's Bull Mountain coal mine. The underground mine exports coal to Japan and South Korea. The federal government, citing a national energy emergency, has given a green light to the long-delayed expansion of Signal Peak Energy's Bull Mountain coal mine near Billings. The expansion of the mine had been repeatedly delayed by court orders, finding that the federal government's environmental vetting of the project was inadequate. Earlier this year, the Department of the Interior made a favorable decision about the mine expansion using new alternative arrangements for compliance with the National Environmental Policy Act. Previous permitting attempts were tripped up in court because they did not assess the impacts of greenhouse gas emissions released when burning the coal. The actions date back to 2009. Ann Hedges, director of the Montana Environmental Information Center, said, "They didn't do the proper analysis. They didn't do any climate analysis originally." In the first Trump administration, former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke did the second analysis, and it had, like, nothing in it, Hedges said. Zinke now represents Montana's western U.S. House District, but as Interior Secretary, he spearheaded an unsuccessful attempt by Trump to approve the expansion during the president's first term. The most recent rejection of the mine expansion occurred in 2023, when U.S. District Court Judge Donald Malloy ruled that the environmental consequences of burning publicly owned coal were still being ignored by the Federal Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement. Malloy stopped the expansion of the mine until the Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement completed an environmental impact statement of the project that analyzed the costs of carbon and whether those costs were worth expanding the mine. In early 2024, Signal Peak Energy announced that if it couldn't access more federal coal, it would run out by the end of 2025. The mine stays operational by turning to state-owned coal within the footprint of its private operations, a move that boosted royalties paid to the state, but required $40 million worth of new hydraulic roof supports known as longwall shields. In the first quarter of this year, Signal Peak produced 1.8 million tons of coal, according to the mine Safety and Health Administration. In 2024, the Bull Mountain mine produced 7 million tons. Opponents of the mine balked at the Interior Department, citing a national energy crisis for approving an export coal mine expansion. Roundup resident Pat Teeley, vice chair of the Bull Mountain Land Alliance, said, "We've been waiting on this analysis for 16 years. We're disturbed that this decision relies on a falsely concocted national energy emergency executive order to silence the rural working people whose land, water, and livelihoods will continue to be threatened by mining activity with minimal oversight." The Gallatin County Commission has adopted the Gallatin County Safe Streets for All Action Plan toward reducing traffic fatalities and serious injuries on county roadways. The Safe Streets for All plan, developed over the past year through collaboration, research, and community engagement, was initiated following a federal Safe Streets and Roads for All planning grant awarded by the U.S. Department of Transportation. The county's plan positions Gallatin County to apply for federal funding for future safety projects and programs. The Safe Streets for All action plan covers all of Gallatin County, excluding the cities of Bozeman and Belgrade, which are undertaking their own planning efforts. The plan aims to reduce roadway fatalities and serious injuries by 50% by the year 2034. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.